and call us into order. It's the 6 Osage Nation Congress. We're in our hunka session. The date is April 2nd, 2019. The time is 10:02 a.m. We are on day 8. First item on the agenda is prayer. I've asked Congressman Mason to say the prayer for us this morning.
Dachi Wakanda. Wakanda is you. Awatakoma. Almighty, gracious Father God, we come this day. We ask that you be with the Shackelford family as they're in mourning. And it affects our people a great deal, Father. As we know that he's changed his address, offered that invitation. He's with you, Father. So be with those that are left behind, grieving this day. As we come this day, this morning, again we come and we ask for your divine guidance, Father, into our minds and to our hearts, so we can listen to one another and speak in behalf of our people. We ask for that decision-making to come about in a good way for the betterment of our people, Father God. Be with all of our Osage people, wherever they may be, within the service or in other states, wherever, Almighty Father God, just be with them and take care of them this day. Be with our speaker this day, Father God. He's going to take us through this day and be with all of the decision makers at this table, Father. Be with our chief and assistant chief and all of the decision makers of this great nation, the Osage Nation, Father. Guide us in a good way. Take care of business and take care of one another and support this Shackelford family and all of those that are in mourning, Father, because our presence is important to them. Thank you for all of these things and the privileges of life that you have given us. And thank you for your presence, Father God, as we know you're here. And we know that the angels are here, Father. Thank you. Just stand beside us and the angels' wings around each and every one of us throughout the rest of this day. In the name of your Son, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Congressman. Like Congressman Mason prayed for the Shackelford family. We've lost one of our elders today, Romaine, so Shackelford's in your prayers. Thank you. Next agenda item is roll call.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox. Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker. Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Octia.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Walker.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Hey, we have a quorum. Next agenda item is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from yesterday.
Moved to approve the journal of April 1st, 2019.
Second.
Motion to approve the journal by Congresswoman Edwards. It is seconded by Congressman Mason, I believe. Congressman Potts. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no.
Abstain.
Abstain.
Those abstentions to approve the journal. That's 7. Okay. Journal is approved. Reports of select committees. Are there any select committees to be reported? Okay, seeing none, move on to reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Morning, Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress. Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee met yesterday, and I am reporting Resolution ONCR 1903, a resolution to adjust the date the Tallgrass Economic Development LLC is designated as a subsidiary limited liability company of Osage LLC pursuant to the Limited Liability Companies Act. I'm the sponsor. The final committee action was due pass. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Stabler, Good Fox, Lemon. Absent were Tillman and Pratt. I'd like to move that ONCR 1903, I'd like to move that we suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCR 1903 on general order day two when amendments can be proposed on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 1903, ONCR 1903 on today's agenda on general order day two. It was seconded by Congresswoman Edwards. There's no discussion. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, ONCR 1903 is advanced to general order day two on today's agenda.
And yesterday in the Commerce Committee, we also met on appointment of Lorraine Wilcox to the Gaming Commission. The final committee action on that study was candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Stabler, Good Fox, and Lemon. I'd like to move that Lorraine Wilcox be placed on a session agenda for confirmation at the speaker's discretion.
Okay. Is that a motion?
That's a motion, yes.
Second.
Motion to place Lorraine Wilcox on a session agenda at the discretion of the speaker by Congresswoman Whitehorn, seconded by Congressman Mason. Discussion, Congresswoman Edwards.
I have an amendment to make it tomorrow's agenda.
Second. Second.
Motion to amend to place her on tomorrow's agenda. Discussion. It was seconded by Congressman Potts, I believe. Discussion, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
The reason I made the motion, the original motion in that form, was just in case Ms. Wilcox would like to be here at her confirmation. I don't know what her schedule is, and this would give the speaker the ability to make a phone call to Ms. Wilcox to let her know and see if she wanted to be here, and she's capable of being here tomorrow. That's why I didn't specify tomorrow's agenda.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I understand that, but at the same time, it would be nice for the members to know when we need to be prepared to vote on something. So, you know, if tomorrow doesn't work, then I guess you can report to us. But and if it wants to be next Tuesday, that's fine. But I think we ought to have a date certain, because this could go on between now and the end of the session, and we can forget about it. Not that you don't have a crack mind, but I just don't like open-ended motions. I'll withdraw my motion.
Okay, motion's withdrawn, so we're back to the original motion. Is there any more discussion? Is there anyone not clear about the motion that we're voting on? All those in favor of the motion say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay, motion carries. Congresswoman Edwards.
I would request that the speaker announce ahead of time when we're going to be voting on that.
Yes, ma'am, I will. We're still on reports of standing committees. Congressman Mason.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of Congress. The Health and Social Services Committee has met. I'd like to report out to the membership here. I reference bill number ONCA 1909, an act to appropriate $523,659 of federal SAMHSA, SAMHSA funds, grant funds, federal funds, to the Counseling Center for the Medication Assisted Treatment Program and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsored
sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. The final action is do pass with amendments, voting yes are Mason, Stabler, Good Fox, Lemon, and Walker. Absent, Mr. Tillman. I'd like to reference bill number ONCA 1922, an act to amend the summer health program and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman R.J. Walker, Speaker Walker. The final committee action is do pass. Voting yes, Mason, Stabler, Good Fox, Lemon, and Walker. Absent is Congressman Tillman. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Congressman. Any more standing committee reports? Seeing none, Congresswoman Edwards.
That committee report shows that I was the presiding officer and I was not the presiding officer.
Okay. Thanks for catching that. We'll get it corrected. Okay, we're going to move on to introduction of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be read in? Congressman Tillman. Congressman Tillman, just to be clear, are you reading in ONCR 1905?
That is correct.
Okay. I think you can stay there, but are there any bills or resolutions that are not on today's agenda? Okay, seeing none, we're going to move on to bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief. I'd like to read in ONCR 19-05, a resolution to authorize the Blue Stem Ranch, LLC, to change its name to the Osage Nation Ranch, LLC, upon filing the appropriate form with the Osage Nation Tax Commission.
Hey, thank you, Congressman. ONCR 1905 is assigned to the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee. Congresswoman Stabler.
Good morning, all. I'd like to read in ONCR 1906, a resolution to authorize and approve a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and a consent to jurisdiction for the execution of an unmanned aerial vehicles access agreement with Honeywell International, Inc.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman. ONCR 1906 is also assigned to the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee. Okay, we're going to move on to motions and notices. That's right. We've had something added to the agenda today. We are now on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. We are on Resolution ONCR 1903, a resolution to adjust the date that Tallgrass Economic Development LLC is designated as a subsidiary limited liability company of Osage LLC pursuant to the Limited Liability Companies Act. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Okay, seeing none. We will now move to motions and notices. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Point of inquiry. That will move on to third reading tomorrow. Do I need to make a motion to move it from general order to third reading? Or tomorrow?
If you want it on tomorrow's agenda, then yes.
I do want it on tomorrow's agenda.
Without objection, ONCR 1903 will be on tomorrow's agenda after engrossment on third reading.
Thank you.
Okay, seeing no objection. We are now on motions and notices. We're still on motions and notices. Congresswoman Edwards.
Do you have the confirmation of the treasurer as an item?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that in motions and notices?
Yes. Correct.
Move to confirm Jim Littleton as a treasurer of the Osage Nation.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Congresswoman Edwards to confirm Jim Littleton as the Osage Nation treasurer. It was seconded by Congressman Mason.
Potts.
Oh, Potts. I'm sorry. So how the body wishes, typically we give the appointee an opportunity to address the body if he or she so chooses. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I would like to hear from Treasurer Littleton on his confirmation.
Okay. Mr. Littleton, I don't know if you've been briefed, but typically you're given an opportunity to say a few things, don't feel compelled to say a speech, or hope you didn't stay up all night writing one, but it's more or less an opportunity for you to engage with the Congress, tell a few things about yourself on the air, and also gives the Congress an opportunity to ask you any questions. Congress, or Mr. Littleton, would you take the podium, please, sir? You have the floor.
I'm not much of a speech maker, so I'm open for questions.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Littleton. We've been working with you now since, I think, about October, and I believe so far so good in terms of our working relationship. In my opinion, the previous treasurer was non-communicative with this Congress on a proactive basis. We had to ask the questions and then wait for the answer. Will you commit, if confirmed, to being a proactive treasurer in terms of communicating with the Appropriations Committee and other legislative committees so that when problems arise or good things happen or just on a regular basis that you will be proactive in communicating with the chairs of those committees?
Yes, ma'am.
I believe you've done some work with our funds, specifically the permanent fund, and I believe you found that there are some funds invested that are not just, for example, the $30 million that was earmarked as a permanent fund. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And are there funds in that account, in your belief, that are not just permanent funds or monies attributable to earnings off those funds that haven't been allocated or identified in a revenue projection report?
I believe that's a fair statement.
And I want to thank you for going to do that kind of work. And in the future, when you identify those kinds of issues, will you commit to coming to the Congress and bringing forth that information so we can make those decisions and corrections that need to be made with regard to the nation's funds?
I believe that's part of the treasurer's responsibility to let all parties know, all appropriate parties know what the finances are of the Osage Nation.
And then the last thing I have is, we've over time the Congress has written into law, and the different chiefs have signed into law responsibilities of the treasurer. I always thought that there should be a checklist for the treasurer so that he or she could know at any given time, because those responsibilities come up at certain points throughout the year. Have you undertaken to discover what the law provides in terms of, or what several laws provide in terms of your responsibilities?
Yes, ma'am. I have studied those, and I won't say I've got them all mastered yet, but I am in the process of learning the responsibilities and how they affect not only the Congress, the Executive Council, the employees, and also the citizens of the Osage Nation.
And finally, although I think I said this was finally before, you have an active practice. Can you tell us what your plans are in terms of your accounting practice going forward?
Of course, that is, that's been my livelihood for over 30 years. And I won't say all of my clients, but most of my clients are what I consider family and friends. And it's hard, very hard to walk away from that. But the truth is, I turned 65 years old my last birthday. I know you thought I was in my 30s, right? Yeah. Thank you for filling in for me there. And I really feel like it's time for me to start looking at cutting back. I have a great staff in my office. My partner is a very hard worker and does great work. And honestly, I couldn't think of anyone else that I would want to do my personal work than her. So with that said, there's going to be a transition of a lot of those clients and maybe even to the point of cutting back on the size of what we do. The truth is, this, and I don't mean this in an arrogant way, but this is not my major source of income right now, this job. But I made a commitment to the chief when he first called me up, and then later on when we had a discussion about this position, that I would stay until his term ended, and I would do everything in my power to do a great job there. I don't care for mediocrity, and so I'm trying to learn. Gosh, this turned into a great answer, hadn't it? A long answer, how about that? Sorry about that. I don't know where all this stuff's coming from, but anyway, I guess to answer your question, there's gonna have to be some changes made. I don't have a grasp on right now what that's going to look like in 6 months or a year, but I'm going to work my best to make a transition, and I will, if you confirm me, I'll make a commitment to make this a major priority in my life.
I had Congressman Bickhorst next, then Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Littleton, I just want to say good morning to you, and giving your interim little time that you've been here, I'm surprised that you're standing up here this morning, but it really warms my heart to see you standing up here. I've known Mr. Littleton for 50 years, and I've known him to be a very upstanding, honest, an honorable gentleman. And yes, my family is one of those families that depends upon him and his business. We have utilized Mr. Littleton for probably 25 years, my entire family. And we appreciate him for that. And for his expertise to step into this treasurer's position, which we all know how enormous of a job it is. It's really more of a job for more than one person. But I am, like I said, heartfelt, warm, just, you know, I really feel good about your presence. You know all of our families. You've been around all of our families for, like I said, 50 years. And my hat's off to you, and I commend you for your fortitude and your willingness to come and help us, especially in this position here. Thank you, sir.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Mr. Littleton, for being here. We appreciate it. I've had the pleasure of working with you as the appropriations chair in your interim position, and it's been a pleasure. I believe you're solutions oriented. I realize that from our discussions that you look at the law and you, when you're directed to something in the law, you're gonna take a look at it and see what it says. And I really appreciate that. Congressman Big Horse alluded to your relationships with our local community. And I think that's so important when we have people in appointed positions, very important appointed positions, that have been looking at our performance as a nation. I would like for you to speak to your relationship to the tribe, not in a professional realm, but in your heart, what you would like to see for the Osage Nation and how you are interwoven into our nation. If you could just briefly speak to that, I would appreciate it.
Public display of emotion wasn't on my agenda today. As you were speaking, I was looking at this table and seeing the members of Congress that I've worked with, their parents, and some good memories. As Congressman Big Horse mentioned, I've worked with his family a lot, but I grew up with the Osage tribe presence in my life. A good friend of mine, when I was going through a valley, deep down, told me, he said, you're not Osage, but you've been in Osage for 36 years. And I feel that. I've participated in about everything that you can, that culturally you can participate as an Osage. I've sat in the Native American church. I've been under the arbor many times. I've cooked for a lot of you people. Assistant Chief Redcorn and I have cooked peaches together. And if you've ever cooked peaches, you know that's the hard one, isn't it? Especially with some of the Osage women there to tell you how to shake that pot. So but with that said, I still live in Osage County. I've lived in Osage County most of my life, except for a time when I was away at college and before I got into junior high, and then I lived right across the river in Ponca City for 11 years. So I know what good fried bread tastes like. I know who makes good meat pies. And I'm very humbled to have had this opportunity. Professionally, I've been a CPA for, this is my 30-year anniversary. I actually passed the test in 1988. Since that time, I've been in public accounting, or previous to that time even. And so I've worked with all kinds of entities, government, I've audited, I've did compilations, reviews, tax returns, consulting. There was one question on here I really struggle with on the confirmation. It said, which one of these do you think you have expertise in? And And I have experience in every one of them because that's what you have to do in public accounting. But one of the really neat things that I've learned a long time ago, I was taught by a mentor, is that I don't have to have all the answers, but I need to know the people that do. And I really think that the accounting staff up here, they know some good answers. There's people to go to for each one, and I'm really impressed with what they can do and what they've done. The accounting office right now has one lady out, had surgery, and there's another one getting ready to go out, so there'll be two people short next week. And hopefully they'll let me do some accounting, and I can kind of fill in. But I've had to learn the accounting system, which is one that I've not ever dealt with. So I went away to school to learn, and I still need help on that, running reports. And the reading of the laws to me is interesting, but I'm sure Congressperson Edwards can tell you that it can put you to sleep sometimes, too. I really think, from what I'm seeing, that the Osage Nation's on the verge of really exploding some of the things, some of the visions of some of the people here. If the money will just fall in place, it's going to be an exciting place in the next 10 years. So I'm excited about that. I don't know where I'm going with this answer. So hopefully I've covered something that you asked me.
You did. Thank you very much. You have Osage children, and I think you have a great interest in the progress of the nation. And in your talk, you let us know that. Thank you so very much.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Can we call for the question?
Chair would entertain a motion to confirm.
So moved.
I've already done that.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Was there a second?
Yes.
Any additional discussion? Okay. The question has been called, so the question is, shall Jim Littleton be confirmed as the Osage Nation Treasurer?
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. Congratulations, Mr. Littleton. You have been confirmed. We are still on motions and notices. Congresswoman Edwards.
Government operations meets from 1 until 2:30 today.
Thank you. Congressman Potts.
Education Committee will meet immediately following session until noon.
Thank you, sir. Congresswoman Pratt.
Culture Committee meets from 3:45 until 5. And then I would also like to say congratulations to all the participants at the Language Fair yesterday. There were several children from the WELAS program and the immersion school who won on individual different art contests, spoken prayers and songs and things like that. So there were many, many medals won yesterday. Lots of kids jumping up and down and smiling and speaking Osage and all the other children speaking their language down there. And it's that language fair has really grown. So I would just like to say congratulations to them, their parents, their Wakonzes, their all the children, and their thank them in the language department for all that they do.
OK, I appreciate that report. It's exciting. Congresswoman Stabler?
Wanted to announce that there's an appropriations subcommittee meeting today at 2:45.
Thank you. Congresswoman Edwards?
We have to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Second.
Could you hold on? Congressman Mason had his hand. It was a tie. And Congressman Mason?
It's neither a motion nor a notice, but I'd like to get some indication from you as Mr. Speaker as to what we as a Congress may be looking at come Friday. As we know, there's a funeral that will be happening on Friday, and many of us would like to attend that morning and the funeral feast at noon. Have you any thoughts from your position as Speaker to this Congress?
Yes, sir. My preference would be to not meet on Friday morning and have session Friday morning, enable everyone to participate in the funeral services. And if there's already scheduled meetings for Friday afternoon, I hope we have a light workload. That would be my preference. Congressman Mason.
So you're saying that Congress would probably not be in session Friday, but the committee meetings would be in meeting. Is that correct?
That would be my preference, but depending on how the next few days of legislation tracks, I could see the possibility of needing to adjourn until sometime Friday afternoon. I don't see that as a likelihood, but as a possibility.
Thank you.
And if anyone feels any different, feels compelled to express their opinion, now would be a good time to do so. Congresswoman Edwards?
I think I might have a meeting on Friday, and I'm going to look to see if we can cancel that meeting.
Sure, the Congress would appreciate that. Congresswoman Pratt?
I am as well. I believe Culture has a meeting Friday, and I would cancel as well.
Okay, thank you. Congresswoman Edwards, do you want to reassert your motion to adjourn?
So reasserted.
Second.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow by Congresswoman Edwards, seconded by Congresswoman Whitehorn. Discussion. Congresswoman Edwards.
I'm sorry, but I may try to see if there's some open time to fill in tomorrow.
Okay.
Or tomorrow or Thursday.
You've got quite a bit of legislation, I've noticed, in your committee right now. It's stacking up.
It's moving.
It is moving.
Just like a snail.
Busy committee. Any more discussion regarding adjourning? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, no. We are adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, I think the one.